This is Jay Sekulow, almost 30,000 strong and growing as we stand with Israel against the bias of the BBC.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
On its Olympic Games website, the BBC is refusing to call Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is described as, quote, a seat of government. And that's after a change was already made. When the BBC first posted Israel's country profile, Jerusalem was not in the information box. It was a country listed without a capital.
It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
Governor Romney declared flatly that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and I'm wondering, what does the White House, does that undermine the administration's position?
Well, our view is that that's a different position than this administration holds. It's the view of this administration that the capital is something that should be determined in final status negotiations between the parties.
Any agreement with the Palestinian people must preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish state with secure, recognized, defensible borders. And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This is a battle to undermine Israel, to delegitimize Israel.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And let me ask you this question right off the bat here. How important is it to you that Jerusalem be recognized as the capital for the state of Israel? Because obviously to the BBC, it's not an issue. In fact, we've got a series of correspondence going back between the Prime Minister's office and the BBC. Most recently, there was even problems with Israel's country map on the website. So there is this ongoing problem where the BBC refuses to recognize, and they're the ones that have got the main coverage of the Olympics, they're refusing to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But on the Palestinian Authority's website on the BBC, you know what they list? They list East Jerusalem as the proposed capital. Israel itself has no capital mentioned, but the Palestinian Authority has East Jerusalem mentioned. You talk about bias, folks. It's incredible. But here's the question I'm asking you, and I want you to call us at 1-800-684-3110. How important is it that Jerusalem be the recognized capital of the state of Israel? And should the Israelis just say, don't worry about it? Should the Americans say, no big deal? 1-800-684-3110. I will tell you, for about 30,000 of you, it's quite a deal, because we're getting a lot of calls standing in support of our letter going to the BBC. While these Olympic Games are going on, we're getting a letter out this week demanding that be changed. So very, very important that it be changed, but we're fighting over that. I'm going to read you, after the break here, some of the statements coming out of the Israeli government officials. We've had some of those on the broadcast yesterday. We'll have more on today and tomorrow. Jordan, what's the latest that you're hearing?
Well, listen, you've got the BBC now, who's out with a statement. This is to mediate, which also included the ACLJ statements on this. They said the Olympics page on the BBC Sport website provides extensive information on the 2012 Games. Due to an error which was made at the time the information was added onto the website, incorrect details and mistakes appeared on the Israeli and Palestinian team pages. If it was an error, you'd think they would have corrected it without it, the Prime Minister of Israel's office having to contact them. I mean, an error, if you put that up, you say, wait, I mean, it's people, you know, BBC has a lot of levels of approval. These are countries, of course, that are politically charged. There's lots of countries like that and territories that are involved in the Olympics. So you would think that would be fixed without a letter from the Prime Minister's office.
So on a country that still, as one reporter noted, on a country that does not exist, that's the Palestinian Authority, the BBC chose to give Palestine a capital, calling it East Jerusalem. But to Israel, a country that does exist, they refuse to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. We want your comments at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But folks, we need to hear from you on this. We're going to fight back aggressively. We think it's up to the American people also to speak out on this. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign our letter to the BBC and to the Olympic Organizing Committee, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. Let's take a stand for Israel here. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255.
Most of the world is following the Olympic Games through the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. But if you're relying on the BBC for your Olympic news, you're not getting the truth or the facts about Israel. The BBC's official Olympic website refuses to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It simply calls Jerusalem, quote, the seat of government, and refuses to acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital. But the BBC lists East Jerusalem as, quote, the intended seat of government for Palestine, which is not even a recognized nation. This anti-Israel propaganda must not be permitted to go unanswered. Israel is our friend, our ally, and now we have a unique opportunity to show our support. Sign on to our letter going to the BBC and to the Olympic Organizing Committee to demand that the BBC put an end to this intentional, discriminatory, anti-Israel tactic. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're talking about this conflict that exists between the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, and the State of Israel. We mentioned to you that the BBC has refused to list Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But let me tell you another complicating factor. I've got a letter here from Mark Regev, who you're going to hear later in the broadcast, later in the week. We had a chance to interview him to talk about a number of issues, including Iran. But there was actually, folks, if you can imagine this, there was a map of the State of Israel that has created quite a bit of controversy. And this one's going to get your blood boiling. Jordan, let's talk about that, because this one has really set the Israeli Prime Minister's office very upset. Strong letters going to the BBC. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Sure. Well, on the website, on the Olympic website of the BBC, like a country profile for all of these 204 countries, territories, I say territories, places like the Palestinian territory, or Puerto Rico, for instance, which is part of the United States, but since it's a territory and not a state, is allowed to have its own team, use its own flag. Each of these mini sites within the BBC Olympic website for each country where you can track their medals, track their events, track what they're doing during the Olympic time period, they each got a photo. And the first photo that was used by the BBC, now think about the region Israel's in. Syria is in a civil war. You've got situations in places like Libya, Egypt, which are very difficult. Iran, of course, Iraq, where there's just conflict surrounding Israel. The picture that they chose to use wasn't just one of nice fields, which is what they use, Syria, you know, background shots, which is what they should be doing for the Olympics. It's not about politics or even the conflict that's going on. Israel got a photo of an IDF soldier, so an Israeli soldier, with a gun pointed at a Palestinian protester. That was the photo the BBC chose to use initially on the Olympic profile page for the State of Israel.
All right, folks, we are going to end. This is intentional acts of discrimination. Now, some of those pictures have now been modified, but we still have the Jerusalem capital issue, which is significant. But we've got to get a message to the BBC here that this is an attack on Israel's sovereignty. It's an intentional act of discrimination. I'm going to read you a portion of what Mark Regev, that's the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's primary foreign press and public affairs advisor. He, writing to the head of the BBC's Middle East Bureau, said he's dismayed by the BBC's decision to discriminate against Israel on the BBC's Olympic website. Every country and non-country participating in the London 2012 Games has been given a page on your website with background information about the country, including the mention of the capital city, every country and non-country except Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel, and accordingly, we respectfully request that the immediate rectification of this matter. That has not yet been rectified. So what we're going to do is get a letter out, a demand letter out to the BBC with, we want to get 100,000 signatures. We're getting close to 30,000 right now. If you'll go to your phones and call us at 1-877-989-2255, you've got, you know, Israel map showed with an Israeli soldier pointing a gun at a Palestinian. That's the map picture they decide. They won't recognize Jerusalem as the capital, but they mention East Jerusalem as the proposed capital for the Palestinian Authority. That's not even a country yet. 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online easily at aclj.org. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go to the right to the phone. Steve calling in from New York on line one. Steve, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
During the opening ceremonies, and I found it very odd, I don't know if you saw this, but they had Palestine, you know, with its own banner, with the parading athletes behind it. I don't know if there's anything that could be more, problematic as that in itself.
Well, it's one thing to allow them to march in and with the flag, okay, fine, because there's non-countries that are allowed to do that. They allow non-countries to do it. But this is an intentional, Jordan, we got to be very specific here. This is a very intentional act of the BBC, not aimed at the Palestinians, squarely aimed at the Israelis.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, this situation that you see, again, they gave the Palestinians everything they wanted, Steve. They even said on there their intended capital would be East Jerusalem. And, of course, when you went to the Israel page, there was nothing. There was no word capital. There was no section. It was the only country or territory out of the over 200 participating in the Olympic Games that had nothing listed. And still today, after the BBC made their changes and corrected their so-called error, after the Prime Minister of Israel's office got involved, they have not put the word capital doesn't appear. They have seat of government, which they say is Jerusalem, and then they put the note that most of the foreign embassies are in Tel Aviv. They will not use the word capital on the State of Israel's Olympic homepage.
And then the idea that they are putting up this picture of Israel, the map, that has in it particularly an Israeli soldier pointing a gun at the Palestinian, eminently a Palestinian. This is the outrage. And by the way, the Prime Minister's Office of Israel, I met with our director of our Israel office this morning. We discussed this and a number of issues as well. And I will tell you this, that there is some serious outrage in Israel on this, a whole series of correspondence going back demanding this to be changed. But folks, again, it comes down to you. Will you speak out for Israel here? Will you stand with Israel and demanding the capital recognition by the BBC? If you do want to do that, and I want you to join with over 30,000 people that have, you go to aclj.org. It's a really easy way for you to sign on. Go to aclj.org or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Jane's calling in from Massachusetts on line three. Jane, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you for your work.
Sure.
I want to say that God has the final word because Jerusalem is the city of God. And he said, I have put my name there. And, you know, everybody wants to believe what man says. What about what God says? Go to the Bible. He says it over and over again.
Well, you know, you're right about that. And I'm going to play a soundbite from Governor Romney. This is when he was in Israel. It's number one, talking about the historic nature of the land of promise.
To step foot into Israel is to step foot into a nation that began with an ancient promise made in this land. The Jewish people persisted through one of the most monstrous crimes in human history. And now this nation has come to take its place among the most impressive democracies on earth. It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
Now, let me play for you. I want to put this in context, folks. Let me play for you a flashback from Barack Obama when he was running for president of the United States and talked about Israel and the capital. Listen to what he said. This is number 14.
Any agreement with the Palestinian people must preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish state with secure, recognized, defensible borders. And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
So that sounds pretty good. So then his press secretary, Jay Carney, when Senator Obama is now President Obama, has asked those questions. Listen to number seven.
Is this administration considered to be the capital of Israel, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
I haven't had that question in a while. Our position has not changed, Connie.
Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
You know the answer.
Could you just give us an answer? What do you recognize? What does you recognize?
Our position hasn't changed.
Yeah, the position hasn't changed. You know what it is? They don't recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's so the difference politically there. You see that, how that plays out. And, Jordan, that is an issue that has gotten attention in Congress as well.
It has. Since 1995, a law has been passed, a resolution by both the House and the Senate was voted on in support overwhelmingly, so it's existed since then, that says two things. One, to recognize officially that Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. Now, on our government websites, we make it clear that that is the Israeli capital as called by the Israeli government. So on the State Department website and on the CIA World Factbook, which, again, it gives you the facts, the basic information, what the BBC should be doing. It does get into the controversy surrounding what countries do and don't recognize Jerusalem and what the status is in these negotiations. But this legislation said, recognize Jerusalem as the capital and move the embassy. And as Mitt Romney said when he was in Israel, the piece of land is there. The Israeli government is ready to do it. There's a piece of land reserved. The Bush administration was looking at doing it, and it's a long process. Of course, it takes a long time to build an embassy in a country that's an ally of ours and to move the resources there. And the Muslim world has threatened to shut down our embassies in up to 57 other countries. That's the Organization of the Islamic Conference. So there are geopolitical decisions the U.S. would have to make. But the law is there to recognize, at a minimum, that Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. Mitt Romney has made that clear, and you played that soundbite where Jay Carney would not answer the question. He would not say Israel. He would not say the word Jerusalem. He wouldn't say the word capital.
No, unfortunately, that's the way that they're playing it, and that's why we're going to fight back aggressively. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. The politics of this is becoming very evident to all of us. That's why we played you the before and after clips of the sound, so you could hear exactly what the administration's doing, where the candidates are. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, we've heard from almost 30,000 of you right now on this issue of getting this letter off to the BBC. Online alone, we're at over 28,000 people have contacted us, and many, many by the phones. Actually, just went over 29,000. So let me tell you this, folks. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and you can sign that petition. By the way, we're also in the last day of our matching challenge campaign. So anything you give as a tax-deductible donation to the ACLJ, we'll get a match. You can do that right online at ACLJ.org. But sign on to that petition on the website or call us at 877-989-2255. Get on that letter and let's get action here. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Most of the world is following the Olympic Games through the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. But if you're relying on the BBC for your Olympic news, you're not getting the truth or the facts about Israel. The BBC's official Olympic website refuses to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It simply calls Jerusalem, quote, the seat of government, and refuses to acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital. But the BBC lists East Jerusalem as, quote, the intended seat of government for Palestine, which is not even even a recognized nation. This anti-Israel propaganda must not be permitted to go unanswered. Israel is our friend, our ally, and now we have a unique opportunity to show our support. Sign on to our letter going to the BBC and to the Olympic Organizing Committee to demand that the BBC put an end to this intentional, discriminatory, anti-Israel tactic. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
All is peaceful, all is well, upon every rock and mountain in the land of Israel.
Good old Johnny Cash. Well, not so peaceful when it comes to the dealing with the BBC, that's for sure. They've got a real issue with Israel, obviously, and we're calling it an intentional act of discrimination. The BBC is refusing to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is during the Olympic celebrations and the Olympic Games that are going on right now. We want to get this corrected. 29,000 of you have contacted us online, which is great, and several thousand also by the phone. So what we want to do is this, very simply. We want you to take direct action with us. It's easy to do. You can go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. By the way, I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast on Fox News this afternoon giving an update on the Fast and Furious report that came out of the House GOP. So we'll be talking about that in tomorrow's broadcast. We have a special guest, a very avid supporter and a very significant supporter for the state of Israel, and that is bluegrass genius. I call him performer extraordinaire, Ricky Skaggs. And Ricky is a good friend of ours and is a real supporter of Israel, and we're looking forward to having his comments. We're going to go right back to our phones, Jordan. We got a lot of calls. Are you going to be taking calls during your broadcast, Jordan?
I will, so people can hang on the line if we don't get to their calls in this segment, but we'll get to as many as we can right now. Irene calling in from New York on line two. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Thank you for everything. This is why we can't have four more years of President Obama. Israel will be a disaster because Obama will not have a reelection. He'll really throw them under the bus, and the anti-Semitism, thanks to him, and I blame him and the liberals, will be ramped up like you wouldn't believe.
Well, look, I mean, you know, there is a clash of worldviews when it comes to this, and we don't tell anybody who to vote for or not vote for. But let me play this. It's from Mark Regev, and this is talking about what the real clash is going to be. Mark Regev is the principal foreign policy and public affairs advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu. I interviewed him yesterday. We're going to play that later in the week. But listen to what he had to say about what the real threat is going to be here.
We think that there's no greater threat to my country, to Israel, but there's no greater threat to the region and to world peace. I mean, ultimately, the biggest challenge facing humanity is the link-up between radical extreme Islam and the weapons of mass destruction.
So ask yourself this question. Why is Hamas-controlled Palestinian Authority getting recognition on the BBC site for the Olympics with East Jerusalem as the capital, or the proposed capital, and Israel does not get Jerusalem mentioned at all, but rather it says a seat of government, or not even a seat of government, administrative seat of government. And initially they didn't even have that there. Why is there such animus against Israel? Because, Jordan, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about.
Sure. I mean, this is a political message that's sent by the BBC. It's sent by members of the United Nations, other countries. This is what the Muslim world loves to see, that the world will refuse, that the Western world and that the free world will refuse to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And that is, you know, one of their ultimate calls for the Palestinian radical groups is that violence won't stop, the bloodshed won't stop, the fighting won't stop, there'll be no negotiations unless Jerusalem is on the table. And they mean all of Jerusalem, not just a small portion. They include the holy sites. Everyone who's listening right now to this broadcast, if they've any of them who have visited Israel, who have been to the Western Wall, near where Governor Romney was speaking, that background, that area, that would all be part of, under the Palestinian view, of a new Palestinian state. And many of these countries in the world agree with that as well. That is why they want to send this message. It's degrading. They're, again, the only country out of the 204 actual countries who are UN member states that don't have a capital listed in their profile page for the Olympics, which is not about politics, and the BBC, which is not a foreign government.
Now, I played for you, and Jordan's absolutely right. I played for you what was said by President Obama saying Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel. And then there was the, of course, that was when he was running for president. Then he changed his position through his White House spokesman. They were kind of vague, remember, with Jay Carney. Well, it came up again yesterday at the press conference. And now we know the position of the administration as it relates to the situation with Israel and Jerusalem. I want you to listen very carefully, folks, and then I'm going to call you to action on this.
Governor Romney declared flatly that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and I'm wondering what does the White House, does that undermine the administration's position?
Well, our view is that that's a different position than this administration holds. It's the view of this administration that the capital is something that should be determined in final status negotiations between the parties.
So the Israelis should be put in a situation to negotiate away their capital of Jerusalem. That's the position of this administration. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. This letter that we're sending to the BBC, let's go ahead and send it on to the President of the United States as well. Folks, we want you to take direct action on this. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. You heard it with your own ears. 877-989-2255 to sign on to this letter supporting Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, not only to the BBC, not only the Olympic Organizing Committee, but also to the White House, now that we know their position is much different than when President Obama was Senator Obama. So again, ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. And you can make that call right now and add your name. We want you to do that. By the way, Jordan's going to be taking more calls as well. Stay on the line. I'll be getting to some more here. But if you want to call us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's get another call in.
Randy's calling in from California on line 5. Randy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, Jay, thanks. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, yeah, I'm a supporter of your station and ACLJ, and yeah, it's time for the Christian to stand up and let their voice be heard. We have to know what we believe. We have to, you know, we have to support your station, and not all of us can get on a social platform and have the understanding that you have. That's why at least we should support you.
Well, what we do is, you know, by doing this broadcast, by using the social media, Facebook, ACLJ.org, radio, and television, we're able to bring you what is happening, and we become your spokesperson on these issues on a global scale. That's one of the things we want to do, and that's one of the things we're going to continue to do. Again, folks, if you're on the line, stay on the line. We're going to get more of your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to grab one call very quickly here. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, one more call. Let's go to Randall calling from Florida on line 6. Randall, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hey, Jay. Appreciate you having me on your show.
Sure.
I have a small Bible study here in Florida, here in Lakeland, and I'm very happy whenever we are allowed to get on a greater platform so we can be heard.
Well, you need to do it. If I don't mind, I got to rush you up here, Randall. I'm running up against the end of the broadcast here in just a second, so go ahead very quickly, please.
Okay, so to help advocate my First Amendment rights.
We're not going there. I could tell right away that this was not going where we wanted to go. So, Randall, you called under a false pretense. Hey, folks, stay on the line if you're on the line. If you want to talk, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Been hosting this broadcast for a long time. You can tell when it's coming, folks. It was about to come, and we're not going to tolerate that. All right, but what we are going to do is ask you to now join with probably 500, 600 people today alone, maybe more, that have contacted us and saying, yes, we want Jerusalem to be recognized as the capital of Israel. Jordan's going to give you that number, folks. Take direct action right now.
Folks, here's the number you call, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. For more information, check out ACLJ.org. You can also sign the letter online at ACLJ.org. But if you have the opportunity, pick up the phone, call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Stand with the people of Israel. Stand with the state of Israel. Call 877-989-2255.
Whoa.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.